Support for NPR podcasts comes from Rice University, committed to transforming the world with an uncommon approach to research and education. Rice, unconventional wisdom at rice.edu.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Climbing Mount Kilimanjaro is no small feat, not at 19,000 plus feet. But try doing it on crutches, battling Arctic temperatures, when you're only 13 and born without a right leg. That's exactly what Nikolai Calabria did last month to raise money for the charity The Free Wheelchair Mission. We read about Nico in the Boston Globe today. He's a seventh grader from Concord, Massachusetts. The donations from his Kilimanjaro trek will help provide more than 1,000 wheelchairs to the people of Tanzania. Nico Calabria says the first time he saw the mountain in all its glory, he was a little freaked out.
I gotta be crazy. I was really scared when I first saw it because we got a great view from a little hill above the trees in the neighboring town. It was just huge. None of the pictures can describe what it actually looks like, and it's just much different to actually see it.
Tell me about your climb. It must have been by about the second or third day you really started to feel the difference in the altitude.
Yeah, about the second day I definitely feel shortness of breath and a little headache in the back of my mind that wouldn't go away for a while. Yeah, it just kept getting worse the higher up we went.
I have to ask you, you walk with crutches, is that correct?
Yeah, wrist crutches.
How were you physically able to make that ascent?
Kilimanjaro isn't a very technically difficult mountain. It doesn't require me to rope up, but it's just a really long, steep walk. And I play soccer, and I guess I'm in shape.
You did face some major obstacles. I understand that you fell at one point, a bad fall.
When I was coming down from my acclimatization walk, I slipped on a rock and hurt my arm.
Any second thoughts after that happened?
No, I fall a lot.
So you just got right back up?
Yep.
My goodness. Now, at one point, your father, who climbed along with you, and we should say that he's a professional climber, quite accomplished, he couldn't go on. What happened?
Well, he got a severe case of acute mountain sickness, and he was ordered off the mountain by our guides.
You think about leaving with him?
Yeah. I actually really wanted to go with him, but he said that he wanted me to summit for both of us.
You know, when you were in the last stages of that climb, I understand those are the most difficult. How did you overcome your fears?
Well, I just had to tell myself that I've gone so far and I just have so little left and that everyone at home is supporting me. Just that thought made me want to keep going every time I wanted to stop.
Tell me what it was like when you reached the summit.
Felt like a weight had been lifted. Felt great not to have to keep going. It was just, I could go down now and the weight was gone.
What inspired you to take that on?
Oh, I was inspired by a movie called Emmanuel's Gift. Emmanuel kind of did what I did. He was born in Ghana with a limb deficiency, and he asked for a bike from the Challenged Athletes organization or association, and he rode his bike across Ghana to raise money and awareness with the same company that I'm using. So he kind of inspired me to pass on the message.
And how much money did you actually raise?
I was able to raise $53,000.
And remind us again what that will be used for.
That will be able to buy 1,100 wheelchairs. A little bit more now, but I have to make $75,000 if I want to get 550 more. But I've surpassed my goal of $25,000, and I'm just so thankful that everyone's been supporting me.
That's Nico Calabria. He's 13. He recently climbed Mount Kilimanjaro on crutches and in doing so became the youngest disabled person to reach the summit. Thanks, Nico.
Thank you.
And if you want to know more about the Free Wheelchair Mission, go to our website, npr.org.